episode number 180, GM Show Must Go On.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And here we are, another week, another Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Oh, we got a lot to talk about this week. There's just been a smattering of information being in the news this week, so we're gonna cover a whole bunch of stuff.
We've been bukkakied with data.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna be mad at me for that one. Don't look it up if you don't want to know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, geez, we got another packed show. Shows are getting longer and longer, but we haven't heard too many complaints.
No.
Running down the list here, we're gonna talk a little bit about GM and Lutz and the retirement and Bumblebee and Cyber Gray, and we got voicemails and emails, and we're gonna talk about tires and stuff.
Yeah.
So. I almost sounded like Bill Cosby there. What we're going to do is... What's the big news here?
Lutz is retiring.
Yeah, our buddy.
Maximum Bob. Oh, boy. As of April 1st, he's gonna be retiring. Actually, he's stepping aside as vice chairman of GM, and it's going over to someone named Tom Stevens. I don't know anything about the guy.
I haven't heard much myself.
So he's going to help facilitate that for the rest of the year and be a senior advisor to Rick Wagner in the meantime. But yeah, it's going to be too bad losing Bob.
He was definitely a car guy.
Definitely.
I don't know. I don't see him going too far. At least not immediately. I see him still kind of throwing his thoughts in the hat every now and then.
Yep.
Hopefully the guy that's going to take his place full time though is gonna, have the same drive and direction that he did.
We can hope.
Yeah. Hey, things got to change.
Yeah.
And now's a good time for things to change, actually. While things are crappy, make a few changes. See what happens.
Yeah.
You and I, we watch hockey. When the coach doesn't like how things are happening, he's got to change the line. See, get the right combo. Maybe we'll hit it. I hope so. But in the meantime, there's no need for GM to, lay down and die.
No.
So business as usual.
The show must go on.
The show is going on, and I don't see it any other way, no matter what. The Chicago Auto Show is going on right now, I believe through the 22nd.
Of this month. Yep. February. looks about the same as Detroit.
Yeah, except...
Except a giant 17-foot-tall Transformer, Bumblebee.
That is just the coolest thing in the world.
Oh, man, I would love to go there and get my picture with that thing.
I guess we could if you think about it.
Yeah, it's what, 5 hours to Chicago by car?
No big deal. We'll have a couple of shots of whiskey and head out.
Yeah.
We'll pretend like we're the Blues Brothers. Hop on 94 and go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott Settlemyer, FBOD father, posted a picture of it, I believe. Mm-hmm. He posted some information.
Yep.
And Camaro Scotty posted a ton of pictures from the whole show.
Yep.
And there's some good stuff in there. So definitely check it out. This is all, of course, in the 2010 forum, where a lot of the hot news is really starting to pop up more and more every day. We're really happy with some of the data that's coming through.
So if you can get a chance, go to the Chicago Auto Show and check that out.
We should.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to.
Yeah.
If I get the time off. But in not so happy news.
Yeah.
You know that color that I told GM I wanted him to make in the focus groups and for the Camaro?
The one you ordered?
And the color that I ordered.
Cyber gray?
Cyber gray metallic, yeah. It's been delayed.
Is that a 30-day delay?
Well, it depends on who you want to talk to. It's approximately 30 days to 6 weeks, if my calculations are correct, which if they're not, I'm sure somebody's going to correct me on it.
And what's the main reason behind this delay?
Well, currently the Impala uses, a tarnished bronze or something like that, which is really, really, really similar to a cyber gray metallic. Well, when the Impala starts up for the next year, if I remember it, read this right, and again, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, when it starts up for the 2010 model year, it's also going to use cyber gray metallic. So they have to coincide both vehicles using that color. So, they're going to hold back the Camaro production of that one color until it can coincide with with the Impala being produced.
Okay. Yeah, no big deal, though, right?
You know, I'm kind of bummed about it, but I'm not terribly bummed about it because that's the color I've wanted ever since I can remember. I mean, the closest
thing. Now, is this going to be after the start of production, the delay?
Yeah, it's going to be sometime in April, late April, is when Cyber Gray Metallic Camaros are going to be produced.
Oh.
So we're talking about a month, 6 weeks later than the March 16th start of regular production.
Okay.
I've wanted this color ever since. I mean, the closest thing to it was medium green gray metallic on the 93.
I remember that.
You know, they haven't had a real deep, dark, you know, storm cloud gray color ever since. So, you know what? I'll wait to get what I want.
Yep.
This is important to me just like anybody else. And, you know, if I got to wait 6 more weeks to get what I want, I will.
Okay.
I've waited how many freaking years?
Yeah. Too many. Too many. So that's that.
Yeah. I mean, what can I say? It gives me more time to plan because I got a lot of plans for this car, man.
Yeah.
You know, we had Pete from Petters in here the other day, and he's been more and more active on the board. They've been posting about their G8 and things going on with that, and how a lot of that technology is going to transfer over to the Camaro. So, you know, I need time to plan and save some money.
I saw someone posted a response to that saying they would like to see a video podcast of the installation of your suspension kit.
That would probably be a rather long and lengthy podcast, but you know what? We're definitely going to cover it, or at least, you know, at least talk about it and what it took and how long it took and any, you know, roadblocks we ran into. But that's all up in the upcoming year, and I expect it to be a good year indeed. So, moving on from that, this part of the Camaro Z28.com podcast is brought to you by
Magnaflow.
At magnaflow.com.
Yes.
We were checking out their website. There's some cool stuff there. Actually, there's a lot of stuff there. I didn't know you could listen to pretty much just about any sound clip you wanted to.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Check it out, magnaflow.com. And I guess that moves us into some emails here.
Yes, it is.
How many we got?
We've got 2 emails and we have 2 voicemails.
Okay. And here's mine. You gave me this one.
Yeah, I gave you the longest one.
Oh, thanks. Because you know I love to talk.
Yeah.
All right, you want to start with yours or start with mine?
You can go ahead. You're on a roll here.
Oh, geez, as per usual. Okay, this one comes from Daryl Hart. The subject is pricing. Hey, guys, saw you in Indy back in September. Anyhow, I bet you've been getting this question a ton, and if it's on the podcast, I'm a little behind here. Okay? I'm basically wondering if MSRP is as good as it gets right now. I'm thinking hard about ordering my car before March 15th. I already have financing set up, but I would like to feel like I could get a great deal. I know if I wait until after production starts, Costco and Sam's Warehouses, which I'm a member of both, will be negotiating a deal with select or participating dealers. But for now, do you know any dealers who can beat MSRP? Let me put it this way. From Alabama, I drove all the way across Texas and into Pennsylvania to buy dogs in the past. So I would definitely travel to purchase a car. Hey, I guess I want to eat my cake and have it, too, when it comes to this car. You know what I feel like is that, of course, I have this one dealer down here telling me that he only has one pre-order left and that this car is the hottest thing on the planet, and that is why he can't discount it. I understand all that, but if dealers still have pre-orders left, I don't think they are selling like Chevy would have liked. Any light you could shed on this for me would be appreciated, even if it's shut up and buy the car and be happy, you moron. Daryl Hart, Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, you know, we've gone over this in the past, and I believe it's between the customer and the dealer. Correct?
That is right.
The price?
That is right.
And every dealer is different. They're individually owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to find the right one.
Dealers are not General Motors.
No.
They're just dealers. And General Motors cannot dictate how much they're going to sell the car for because that would be antitrust.
I don't know of any dealers that are selling it below MSRP. I mean, I'm sure there are.
Why?
But the car's not even out yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't.
MSRP really isn't unfair to ask for.
No.
I mean, that's sticker. So, I mean, you know, Daryl, you know, shut up and buy the car. Be happy, you moron. No, really, I would think MSRP is fair. I wouldn't kick your own butt because if you start looking around too long, you're going to miss a window that could be MSRP and that may be the best deal you get. Asking for any less, good luck, man. I hope you can find it, but I don't know if you will, and I don't know if it'd be worth your time and effort at that point.
Yeah.
Consider looking out of state. You know, I mean, well, the guy in your area.
He's not afraid to drive out of state, and he goes and gets his dogs in Pennsylvania or something.
They love their dogs. They love their dogs. I'm reading the email here. There's one dealer here telling me he only has one pre-order left, and this car is the hottest thing on the planet. Well, that may be true, but that's why he can't discount it. He can. He just thinks he doesn't have to. So find MSRP.
Because he has a low allocation.
Right. And he thinks that somebody's going to come in and buck up $5,000-$10,000 over MSRP, which somebody will. But Daryl, that ain't going to be you, my friend. Look around. Call up your guy, Chris. What's your guy? John Trotto there at Buff Whalen.
Yeah.
And I went through Tom Henry Chevrolet in Pennsylvania. Give those guys a call. Tell them that you heard us talking about them on the CamaroZ28.com podcast. See what they can do for you. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone.
Okay. Moving on to the next email.
Sure.
This one comes to us from Chevy Cobb.
No, not again.
With the Camaro about to start racing in the Coney Challenge and the entirely too long NASCAR season starting, I was wondering if any of you guys are fans of any types of racing. I know you guys are not fans of NASCAR, but what about types of better, more entertaining, and more challenging types of motorsports, such as sports cars, American Le Mans, or even Australian V8 supercars or DTM Deutsche Tourenwagen Masters, or German Touring Masters, if you ever catch those on TV. Also, do you guys have any inside info on the Camaro team in the Coney Challenge or possibly other types of series the Camaro may try and be part of? Maybe you could do a quick phone interview with the driver in the future to get his impressions of the car. Always listening, Chevy Cobb.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're fans of racing, for sure. There's no question about it.
Yep. I'm personally not a fan of NASCAR, as probably spelled out here in this email. And I really, every once in a while, only catch drag racing on TV. So, sorry. This is not a, not a fan of the TV sport.
I'm a fan of just about any motorsports. I'm just not a big follower. I love to sit down and watch it. Drag racing primarily because it's pretty easy to catch and easy to do, and you have a little chance of wrecking your car into somebody else's.
Yeah.
If we're talking about like new Camaro racing coming up, we're just kind of sitting back in a holding pattern, waiting to see where it's gonna spring up.
And I'm sure as the news comes out, we will bring it to you.
Yeah.
Maybe we will have an interview with a driver here and there.
And, Cobby, if you want to call in every other week or every week or whenever you feel like it, when you see some interesting results or an interesting race, please call in and just say, hey, this is a cool race, and here's what happened. The dude totally ate it into the wall, but he walked away okay. That's a tribute to GM's safety and engineering or whatever. Or if you got a favorite driver, you want to say, hey, go Jeff Gordon. That's the first name that came into mind. God help me. The number. Call in, man. Speaking of Camaros and racing, I just caught this.
What's that?
Bull Run Season 2 is starting.
Okay.
I want to say Tuesday night on Spike TV at 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock or something like that. And there's a really, really nice first-gen, a pro touring style Camaro in it.
Okay.
I mean, last season, father and very smoking hot daughter team won with a Firebird.
Oh, yeah.
An LS1 Firebird. So, There we go right there, Cobby. We can root for the Camaro in Bull Run Season 2.
Yep.
So, we'll see how that goes. Oh, while I'm thinking of these things, little experiment here. Adam Bruce.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
That's it. All right, we'll do some voicemails here, but right after this.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we have two voicemails this week.
Okay.
Someone's trying to buy here for a prize.
Oh, that's right. This is the... I forgot. I did mention what I'm going to give away.
Yeah.
Boy, people are going to be angry when they found out they missed this one. All right, go ahead and hit one.
Hey, guys. There's E28. I just caught a show on CNBC called Saving GM Inside the Crisis, and they went into a lot of stuff, and it was really, really cool to see the new Camaro actually on TV. They showed little bits of where they called in Dale Earnhardt Jr. down in Australia back with the black and white camo to help him do the testing. And he was saying, there's a lot of body roll and all this. And, you know, they showed him the suspension pieces and all this, and he had a lot to go into it, and I forget the guy's name. One of the chief designers of the Camaro, I forgot his name. They were saying, well, do you think the Camaro should have been brought back a little sooner? And he said, yes, but I believe that this has to be right. We have to get this right.
Oh, my God, no way.
It's all in the details and the little things that they're – it just goes into how much they really researched the car and exactly their target and how they want to make this just perfect. And it was a really – really good show. If you guys, I hope you caught it. I have a half a mind when I wake up in the morning and I catch the podcast, you guys will be talking about it. But anyway, it was really good. So I figured I'd just give you a hit. It just ended. All right. Have a good one, guys. Later.
All right.
I'm glad you caught that show, Bear. We caught it too. 6 months ago. Specifically more in podcast 153, if you want to rewind and that was too funny.
I feel bad because we could tell how excited you were about this episode.
It was a good show. It definitely was.
It was actually a very good show. And it bears worth repeating in case people miss it. I'm pretty sure they can catch it on our video section. The part about Dale Jr. with the Camaro there, speaking of NASCAR. And that caused a lot of controversy because he said something about the body roll and everything. And everybody's like, oh, my God, the Camaro, they're going to release the Camaro with a bunch of body roll. Well, wait a minute. They flew him all the way to Australia to get his opinion on it, and they're going to fix it. It was a mule that had, 100,000 miles on it.
Right.
So just kind of hit the ground running on that before everybody watches a video for the first time like Bear did and freaks out.
Yeah.
No, this car's going to be phenomenal. Listen to the Petters interview.
Yeah.
Body roll, shmody roll.
You can go to videos.camaroz28.com and watch the... Watch that video.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Bear. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yep. We have one more.
Hey, guys. It's Nitro853 on the message boards. I'm a big drag racing fan, and I was wondering if GM plans to come out with a drag racing package for the new Camaro, like Dodge's drag pack for the new Challenger. I love the podcast, and keep up the good work. Bye.
What do you think?
No.
Aside from the body in white that can be purchased?
Right, the body in white can be purchased, and you can buy also the GS race car that was at SEMA, but that's not a drag race car. It's a road race car.
Yeah.
As much as I believe that the Challenger drag package is a really, really cool idea, because any of the hardcore racers are going to go out and buy it, and they're going to be going down the drag strip with Dodge emblazoned across the side of their car. It's pretty much free advertising for Dodge. I have not heard of anything that General Motors is going to do with that.
Yeah. Maybe. Who knows?
I wish they would, but I don't. I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna put their efforts into other things.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just think so. Speaking of advertising and everything, I've started to see 2010 Camaro ad banners on a couple of sites here.
Really?
Yeah. They're flash ad banners. Oh. In fact, I swiped the code from one, and I'm gonna post it somewhere. It links to Chevy.com/Camaro, but it's something like it's got quotes from the magazines who've tested the car so far.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's pretty cool. So I'll try and post that sooner or later if I can get around to it.
Nice.
Did the caller leave his name or anything? I didn't catch it.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Well, thank you for the phone call. I can't
Nate?
Believe I got a
Camaro.
Yeah,
Nate?
I think you're right. I think you're right. Oh, I got a giveaway. A voicemail
prize pack.
Yeah, but
There's two.
Two.
Yeah, but we got to do it. We got to do it.
Okay.
It's a toss up here.
I got my iPhone right here. I got a coin toss one.
Okay.
Here we go. Coin flip.
Okay.
All right.
If it's heads, it's Bear.
Right. If it's tails, it's Nate or
yep.
whatever his name was. So here we go. Came up heads.
Oh, Bear Z28.
Bear Z28. You just won yourself a Camaro Z28.com diecast car. Green machine.
Wow.
Yeah. I promised a green machine.
Yeah.
He's getting a green machine. Bear, send me a PM with your email address. And I mean, if the mail runs in your part of town.
Sweet. Man.
But thanks, Nate. Thanks, Nate. Thanks, Bear. And anybody else calling in, you know the number. Let's hear from you.
Keep them coming.
There's a few things other than calling in that people can do on our site that I want to kind of give a rundown that we usually scatter about. I want to give them all right here in one big list here.
Sure.
First of all is the video section that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's a Camaro version of YouTube right here on CamaroZ28.com. You can get to it from anywhere in the website on the left-hand nav or just go into CamaroZ28.com/videos.
Okay.
To make things even easier, people can download our toolbar.
Toolbar,
which is... Again, I can't believe I'm still using it because I never liked toolbars, but this one's good. It's got some hot links.
Got the podcast built right in.
You just hit the play button and you can listen to the podcast as it streams. You don't got to download it or anything.
RSS feeds.
Yeah, but if you don't like that, you can always just get it through iTunes because we're syndicated through there.
Absolutely.
And we've also got a podcast survey that we haven't talked about in a while.
No, we haven't. At the end of every show note, there's a link. It's just a few questions about what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, and some other generalities here and there, and kind of gives us an idea of how we're doing. And so if you can click that link, fill it out. It takes 5 minutes.
We don't even ask for an email address, right?
No,
it's
we don't.
100%
no
anonymous.
Personal information.
Zero.
Yep.
So we'd like you to fill that out. And finally, even though some people have said it's a waste of time.
What's that?
Facebook groups.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually starting to use Facebook more and more and connect with a lot of friends, friends in the industry, friends from high school, old friends that I've missed a lot.
That's where I'm finding a lot more people.
And so I find myself spending a lot more time on it. And we created a couple of Facebook groups.
That's right.
One is just for CamaroZ28.com, as it is. And you created one, Chris, for the podcast alone.
I sure did.
It's pretty easy to find and pretty easy to join. Just go to Facebook and search for CamaroZ28.com, provided you have an account, of course.
Yep.
And the reason behind this is because, like I said, a lot of people spend more time on Facebook than CamaroZ28.com, but they want to get some updates. So while they're there, they don't have to go too far to...
Right, just another avenue to get the information out from the site.
That's right. So that's that for some cool stuff to do. I want to give a shout-out to one of our newest sponsors, Wretched Motorsports.
Wretched.
They just came on board. They're sponsoring the 2010 Suspensions Forum as well as the rest of the site. They're pretty new on the scene as far as I know, at least to us. I've seen them around, but I haven't really had a whole lot of interaction with them. But in talking with them, I think they're some pretty cool guys. They are a Petter suspension dealer, and they made a post saying that they're going to be adding a lot more Camaro stuff in the future.
Nice.
I think there are some guys that definitely need to be watched.
Okay, cool. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, appreciate it. And while I'm thinking of these things, Nitto Tire made a post about their NT05, which you and I looked at SEMA.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty sweet car. I mean, tire.
It's going to go on a sweet car. Right?
Yeah, that's what I meant. It was in our post release this week coming out. And don't we have somebody who's actually testing them out and writing a blog about it?
Yeah, Nitto Tire contacted us, as they always do, and said, look, we got a set of these NT05s that we want to give out to somebody before they're available to try out and get an honest opinion. So I wanted to find somebody that had a decent journalism talent that could post an honest review that, you know, has been a longtime member of the message board. I picked up Guyon M. I still don't know how to say it. And he got a set of these NT05 tires even before me or you or anybody else, before he could even buy them. Put them on his Camaro, and because he drives a lot in the California area, and gave his honest thoughts in a blog. Just hit the blogs link or the member blogs link in the left-hand nav of the message or the website, anywhere on the website, and look for his blog about it. He's got some interesting thoughts about this ultra-high-performance tire and how it does in a daily driver situation.
Yeah, specifically in the wet environment, too.
Yeah, these are the tires that are going on my next Camaro. So I'm very anxious to see his next installment of it, but get caught up and check it out.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to post a link to his blog in the show notes.
Very cool. That'll help people find it. So, I'm almost out of breath.
Yeah. It's been a packed episode.
It has.
That's for sure.
Well, I think we got to end this on a fun note then.
Okay.
It's been a lot of business here and, you know, lots retiring and everything. So, let's have some fun.
Okay.
Friday night, I'm sleeping in bed. And it's about 1:20, 1:30 in the morning and my telephone rings. And so I look at it, and it's an old friend of mine named Brad. I grew up with him. We were, you know, since we were kids, you know. And he works on the railroad, so he's all around the country all the time. And I don't want to talk to Brad right now. It's 1:30 in the morning. Come on. So I send it to voicemail. I roll over and go back to sleep. And then my phone rings again, and I I pick it up and I look, and it's my buddy Charlie, my best friend from the first day of kindergarten. We've been best friends ever since then. He lives in North Carolina. He works for a company called BAE Systems, where they build military vehicles for going over and overseas and whatever happens over there. I thought, oh my gosh, you know, first Brad tries to call, now Charlie, something is wrong, because the last time that happens, one of my friends passed away. So I pick it up, and Charlie's like, oh, sorry, we were just here, we were just thinking about you, and yeah. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to go back to sleep. Hang up. Go back to sleep. The next morning, I notice I have a voicemail. It was when Brad called he was the first phone call, and Brad left me a voicemail that I didn't notice until the next morning. I'm going to play that voicemail.
Okay.
Anybody who's sensitive to foul language may want to turn it down now. We'll try to bleep it out as much as we can. Here we go.
Wake up, bitch. We're drinking and we need you here. Get your fucking fast ass Camaro and get down to South Carolina, you whitey bitch. Chuck says, go to L.I. I think we'll be awake at like 5 tomorrow. Give us a call.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, those are my buddies. Those are the guys I grew up with from childhood.
Yeah.
So, Bear, I think you got a couple friends out there. I think you get along with my buddies real good. So I got a kick out of that. Even my wife did, even though I couldn't really sleep too well after the phone call all night. But.
Leave it to Brad.
And Charlie. Yeah. Love those guys when we get together. We pretty much set the town on fire. So I guess that's going to be it. I don't have anything more to you.
No, I think that's it for this week.
Well, I guess I'm ready to get out of here and go call up Brad.
Okay.
All right. And thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.